This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as you guys know, I have two teenagers. Well, one's 20 and the other is 17. And they don't listen to their mom anymore. I mean, they really didn't listen a lot to mama as it is because I worked a lot. And so they were in daycare. They had, you know, other people kind of raise them. And so I'd come home and I'd be like, you know, take a bath. And they're like, no. I mean, what am I going to do? I miss them. So they were never scared of me. My kids don't fear me. They don't. I mean, even though sometimes I'll go, you know, crazy mom on them, they don't really fear me. So when I tell them to do their homework, or when I tell them, you know, they need to do something, if they don't have the self-motivation, it doesn't happen. And so I've been, though, fortunate because, you know, we have daddy. So if the kids don't listen to me, I'd be like, okay, Corey, sick them. And then they're like, all right, we'll do our homework, whatever. And now, at this point, they're pretty self-motivated because I think they really want to move out of the house. I think my kids really want to, like, leave. I think, you know, they're really tired of, you know, me and hubby aging and saying, you know, don't leave your mama. So I think they want to graduate, get jobs, and you know, flee the nest. And by flee, that's an understatement. So parents are still grappling with what's going to happen in less than 30 days. I think we're at, what, 26 days before we're supposed to open in my neck of the woods. And California has already said, you know what, we're just going to do distance learning. Distance learning meaning you guys all stay home online. And some parents aren't having it. Some parents are like, you know, it's about time somebody made that decision. Teachers are split. Apparently in Orange County, they want the kids going back to school. Some teachers and then many teachers unions are like, no, you cannot guarantee the safety of the kids. You cannot guarantee the safety of the teachers. What are you doing? So any sort of entity, whether it's government or I don't know, civic or whatever, they are going to want to err on the side of caution. So if somebody claims that they're putting people at risk, having the kids go back to school, you know, they're going to err on the side of, you know what? Fine, then everybody stay home. Because nobody wants a pediatric flu death or a pediatric COVID death or a school shooting or anything on their conscience. So don't be surprised if you see multiple school districts say, all right, kids just stay at home. Well, how long can a kid be without school? Now, some of us think that, you know, the education they get is finger painting and all that. I have a real deep appreciation for teachers. I really, really do. And what they do is something that I can't replicate. I mean, I could teach my kids certain values and I could teach them certain, you know, rules and ways to, you know, navigate life. But I don't know how to get algebra in their heads. I don't know how to get physics in their head. I don't know how to get them to understand Shakespeare. You know, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name, for thou wilt not be but sworn my love, and I shall no longer be Capulet. I don't even know what the hell that means. And my kids know that. They look at me and they go, well, if mom doesn't understand what the hell that means, how am I supposed to know? So I can't teach my kids. I need teachers. But teachers have a right to not be exposed. Teachers have a right to, you know, have a choice on if they want to work during a pandemic or not. And so it's going to be very, very tricky, and there's going to be lawsuits and all sorts of legalities if somebody forces somebody to work and then get exposed and they become exposed. So don't be surprised if you see more and more of the school districts decide, well, we just won't do the hybrid. We'll just keep kids at home. So what are some parents doing? Well, some parents are thinking, well, then why don't we do bootleg school? Now, what is bootleg school? Okay, so bootleg school, and I totally get, is where you have another mommy be the teacher, okay? So with me, I do really, really well with my kids' friends. They listen to me. You know, they're like, okay, you know, Stone's mom or Brock's mom said this, it must be true. And I love my kids' friends because they look at me like the way I want my kids to look at me, like I'm a goddess, like I'm like, you know, the Harvard professor. You know, if I say something, you follow it, all right? I could do that with kids that aren't my own. Can't do that with my own kids. So what some parents are thinking is we're going to kids swap. I give you my kids, and maybe if it's a good day, I'll take them back. You give me your kids. This way I could yell at them. I could make sure they stick to the rules, stick to their online learning, etc. And hopefully learn something. So mommy swap. The other thing that can also be done, or daddy swap. Oh, man, I'll daddy swap if the other daddy's Michael Fassbender. We don't go there. But the other thing is where parents are going to be like, okay, you know what? Which one of us has an educational background? Well, I do. Well, if you're on leave and you're, you know, can you then teach the kids? So some parents are going to have little bootleg, you know, classes where somebody goes in, all the kids do that, and then, you know, we teach our own. So what's wrong with that? Well, I mean, one is, you know, good for people, you know, being, a creative and using some ingenuity on how to teach the kids. The problem is we kind of need more uniformity. All right. You know, we can't have, you know, five kids, no algebra and physics and all that other stuff. And, you know, you have the other kids that are basically, you know, sitting there watching SpongeBob SquarePants reruns. You also don't know if any of these bootleg classrooms are really going to be doing appropriate social distancing and COVID protection, et cetera, because we know this isn't a benign disease in kids. Kids can carry it. Kids could have neurological deficits from it. And then we are going to be going into flu season and other seasons where kids can get sick. So then what's going to be the legality of that? If somebody says, well, you know what, they got sick in your house and you were the teacher, we sue you. And you're like, but wait a second, you nominated me to teach your kids. I was just doing you a favor. I mean, you know, where's the protection? Where's the, you know, insurance? Where's the, liability protection? So I wouldn't recommend bootleg classrooms. The thing is I do understand that parents are having a tough time teaching their kids. Kids are having a tough time learning from their parents. And kids want to play with other kids and be around other kids. Now, mind you, we've talked about how our school system is obsolete. The idea of being in a classroom for hours on end is not how a lot of kids learn. Kids need more small group. They need more hands-on. So, you know, maybe we will eventually transition to that, but I think to play it safe, everybody's going to kind of say, you know what, to heck with this, let's just keep kids at home. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we have a little bit of bad news on the COVID front, which makes us, you know, need to kind of rethink what we're doing here because California just closed down salons and bars and indoor seating, and you know, people are in huge despair and desperation because they just don't know an end to sight on when they could work again. And you know, having a business open and close, it just doesn't work. It doesn't work. And I know there's a lot of people that have opinions on the COVID virus, and I get it. But I just want to ask anybody that doesn't own a business to maybe sit the debate on small business being opening out, just sit that little debate out, because for those people that do not own a business, it's torture. All right, and I know we have a lot of different conflicting views on, you know, what we need to do with this virus and if the lockdown will work and all that. So on the virus virology front, we have the World Health Organization saying it's getting worse. We also have a ex-Harvard professor, medical school faculty. I'm not sure why they're ex. Weird things happen with academia. But he's an ex-Harvard medical school faculty member saying that don't really count on herd immunity. And herd immunity and the vaccine is what we've all been praying for. So we've all been hoping that there would be an end to sight. And I'm going to tell you right now, I've been wrong about the COVID virus early on. I, with my knowledge of viruses, all right, I expected that this would be something that would either weaken or, I haven't been completely wrong because in some cases it has weakened. But I just didn't see this going past the summer. I expected us to have at least some sort of control or gain. I didn't foresee our lack of control, but I also didn't foresee, protests and, people just, ignoring, recommendations and crowding. And, there was a lot of things I didn't foresee. But I have to admit, I was just as surprised as a lot of medical experts that we're still dealing with this. The herd immunity I wasn't completely sold on because that implies that this virus is a one-shot deal where you get the virus, you build up antibodies, now you have antibodies to the virus so you can't get infected again. And that's not what we're seeing. I'm having people call me going, I'm on round two, I'm on round three of COVID. Now, round two or three implies they have the virus and it never went away and it's doing another 1-2 punch. Or it means you got a second infection or you got a third infection. So herd immunity works by either a bunch of people getting vaccinated, and then if it's not around and the virus, really can't, jump from host to host because most people have antibodies, then those within the circle around the herd that couldn't get vaccinated or immunocompromised or whatever won't pretty much get sick because the herd doesn't have it and the herd has that protection. All right, well, we don't have the vaccine yet. Herd immunity also implies that then, if you do have antibodies, you're not going to get sick again. That's not the case. People are getting sick 2-3 times. So when this, what's his name here? I apologize. His name is Dr. Clay Ackerley. When he wrote a piece for Vox saying, look, I have patients having it 2-3 times. That just kind of tells us, look, we can't expect lifelong immunity. The other thing we need to also consider is that our vaccine may not do jack diddly squat. If we are having round two or round three infections of COVID, is it because the virus keeps changing, so whatever antibodies we've made aren't working? Or is it because this virus is so strong that it doesn't matter if we have antibodies, it's going to come and hit us? Is it just a completely different virus? So, here we are going, okay, well, let's just wait. We're just going to wait for the vaccine, and we're going to just wait for herd immunity. And medical experts are out there saying, don't wait. Now, much of our decisions we're making within cities and schools is going, okay, we're going to just close down and then we're going to restart in the fall. That's what we did this spring. Well, apparently that's not working, and we're seeing some school districts, especially in California, saying, we're going to still stay closed down. World Health Organization is telling us, look, we're at multiple hundreds of deaths, hundreds of thousands of deaths. This is going to keep going. And so you're not really getting a lot of positivity from the World Health Organization. So then my question is, these lockdowns that we have, are they really working? Now, some of you have asked me, why don't we just lock down and, really lock down? Everybody is stuck at home. We have the military drop off rations, all right? They throw it out the door. And then you run and get it before somebody else steals your ration. All right. I'm not saying this is what we do, but this is what some people are suggesting. Some people are suggesting that if we do a lockdown, it's not that we have McDonald's and Walmart and Target open, the gas stations open, and us being able to go to eat in an outside cafe instead of an indoor cafe, and, us still kind of running government offices and things like that. Our lockdown that we had, it really wasn't a lockdown, and we still had people on the roads. I can't tell you how many. I was even in traffic. I'm like, wait a second, this is a stay-at-home order, really? And I was in traffic. It just didn't make sense. But would a real, real lockdown be us all bunkered in wherever we're living, everything closed down, even possibly medical, all right? So nobody has access to other people. And then would the virus die off? If you did that for 14 days and the virus had no host to jump on, would that work? Well, the answer is no. And the reason why is if this is a virus that stays within you and then it decides to come out a month or two later and then maybe 3-4 months later, then as soon as we reopen again, it has a new host. So I think what we need to start now planning for is we have this pain in the butt virus, which I think a lot of us have certain names for it, all right? Many beginning with the word F. We have a lot of adjectives that begin with the word F. But we think that this virus is something that is not going to be the typical virus, and this is one sneaky son of a gun. Maybe it was manufactured in a lab to be that sneaky. Maybe nature's like, look, you know, I don't like a lot of you, and I don't want, you guys to persist and maybe it's a population control. Either way, this is a very, very scary virus. So if we want to move forward as it comes to this virus, what should we do? Now, I have a little bit of an issue with my Facebook Live, so hold on 1 second. I'm going to put this back on. And I apologize. Well, that's the other thing, too. I think this virus, if you ask me, I think this virus is also kind of messing with our tech, because I've never had so many internet problems and video problems with it before. So if this virus is going to be with us, if we're not going to have herd immunity, then our approach has to be a lot different. And I think that's why you guys, and I know it's frustrating, that's why you're starting to hear the consensus of just masks and social distancing. People are trying to figure out how we live in the next 2 years or 3 years, or maybe this sucker's going to be around for 5 years. How do we live and do things, assuming this virus is going to keep coming back, assuming our lockdowns aren't going to do jack diddly squat, and assuming that the vaccine might not be that effective while we're waiting for the vaccine. And, you know, unfortunately, these social distancing and mask rules are what's killing a lot of businesses. You know, I support masks, I support social distancing, but we're having these kind of half-assed arbitrary rules of, okay, you know what, you can't sit indoors at a restaurant, but you could be outside at a restaurant. Okay, I thank you for allowing that restaurant to still, you know, sputter and try to stay on life support to be open, but, I mean, is any of that really mattering? I mean, it's is there a real big difference? You know, when we were social distancing and stay-at-home ordering except for shopping, I saw the lines at Costco. People were outside, but they were in lines. I saw the lines for the DMV. Social distancing my foot. And then on top of that, we know it's airborne. So if you have a windy day, and I live in Vegas and it gets windy, you're seeing that sucker virus, you know, blow into the person 10 feet in front of you or, you know, 14 feet in front of you. So the moral to all of this is a lot of our rules are kind of just, I hate that word moot, but, you know, are not unfortunately very, very successful. So maybe what we now need to do is start thinking in terms of, okay, so how do we live with this virus? Okay, we can't fight this virus. We can't herd immunity. We can't hide from the virus. Hiding from the virus is not working. So how do we live with the virus? How do we do school, knowing that we have a virus here and we don't have a vaccine yet? I mean, you know, the easy way out is, well, everybody, you know, bunker down. And the bunkering down didn't work. We have had varying degrees of bunkering down. And you know, for those of you thinking, well, you know, it's fake and, you know, people are lying to us, you know, kind of watch what's going on in Israel. I mean, Israel doesn't have time, you know, to be, you know, playing the BS politics a lot. And they're even having issues with it, you know, despite lockdowns and things like that. So, you know, it's not just an American thing. And I know we always worry about what's going to happen with the election, you know, in terms of was there secondary gain. But it seems like all the countries are grappling with it. So our approach needs to be, all right, we got it. Now how do we live with it? 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
According to a new Axios Ipsos coronavirus poll, 7 in 10 American parents say it's too risky to send their kids back to school this fall amid the coronavirus pandemic. Some school districts have already announced they won't reopen or will reopen on a modified hybrid schedule that combines online learning with in-classroom teaching. Dr. Scott Atlas reminds parents,
the risk to children from this disease for fatality is nearly zero. I never hear anyone talk about the harms of closing schools. The harms are against the children. Anyone who prioritizes children would open the schools. This is a level of hysteria. Like, this is something, I feel like I'm living in a Kafka novel here.
Vice President Mike Pence in Louisiana visiting with the governor there as coronavirus cases in the state continue to increase. This is USA Radio News. Three presidential debates are set to happen this fall, and according to a new Rasmussen poll, only 54% of likely voters believe Joe Biden is capable of debating President Trump. 36% disagree and say that he's not capable of a debate. The poll also finds that 56% of voters say debates this fall are very important. After days of searching, what's believed to be a Hollywood actress's body is found in California. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Authorities say a body found in a Southern California lake is likely that of missing actress Naya Rivera. The Ventura County Sheriff's Office making the assessment based on the victim's clothing, physical characteristics, and where the body was located. The department adding there were no indications of foul play or suicide. She disappeared over the weekend after having a problem while boating on that lake with her son.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So white supremacist Daniel Lewis Lee, who murdered a family of three, has been put to death by lethal injection. The killing that happened in Arkansas back in 1996, and I guess he's a self-confessed white supremacist, and he killed William Mueller, Nancy, and 8-year-old daughter Sarah Pell. Daniel Lewis Lee is 47 years old now. He's from Yukon, Oklahoma. From Yukon, Oklahoma. And he did die by lethal injection at the federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana. So apparently there was a little bit of a legal struggle because the family of the victims wanted to be there, but because of COVID, there were some restrictions. But many people want to know why it's been so many years, you know, after his, arraignment or after his, conviction, that he's still alive. So he did die by lethal injection. However, his last words were, "I didn't do it." He was executed at 8:07 Eastern Daylight Time. He said, "I've made a lot of mistakes in my life, but I'm not a murderer. You're killing an innocent man." So, that always gives me goosebumps, you know, because every now and then we hear of people who have been in jail and prison for years and, you know, for a crime they didn't commit and because there wasn't enough DNA evidence. So I'm not exactly too sure what happened with this case. I was in school, so I don't really remember this very, very highly publicized case, but he had killed a family and not sure why. You know, he had been arrested, I believe, 2 years after. He had joined a white supremacist organization called the Aryan People's Republic. And then I believe he and his co-defendant, Chevy Kehoe, were arrested for the killings. This was about 75 miles northwest of Little Rock. So apparently Lee and Kehoe, dressed in police raid clothing, was laying in wait for Mueller at his home the night of the murders. And then they incapacitated him and his wife. They interrogated the daughter, where they could find cash, guns, munitions. And then, tragically, after robbing them with a stun gun, took $50,000 in cash, guns, and ammunition. He covered their heads with plastic bags, sealed the bags with duct tape, weighed them down with rocks, and threw the family into the bayou. And the bodies were found 5 months after they went missing. Now, Lee, the co-assailant, he has remained on death row since his Lee has, and I think the other one has been was given a life sentence. So hopefully the family of the victims can find peace, but very, very chilling. Very, very chilling story. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So another thing that drives me just, very unease is hearing hospital employees hurt patients. So federal officials have unsealed information that accuses a former employee of a veterans hospital in Clarksburg, Virginia, on giving patients fatal doses of insulin. The document was unsealed this morning. Hearing is being held this afternoon in the Northwestern District, or the Northern District of West Virginia. And it was a former nursing assistant named Rita Mays, and she is being charged with 7 counts of murder and 1 count of assault with intent to murder. She's accused of killing veterans Robert Edge Sr., Robert Kozul, Archie Edgall, George Shaw, a patient identified as W.A.H., Felix McDermott, Raymond Golden, while she was administering insulin. Another one to a patient, RRP, was not diabetic, but intended to kill them. We don't know why Mays would have done that. And again, it's alleged. But unfortunately, they had done autopsies on these bodies. And it found, they exhumed the bodies, and they found insulin injections that weren't needed. The veterans seemed to die of low blood sugar, severe hypoglycemia, which could be caused by insulin. Now, insulin, as we've talked about, is a hormone that helps get the sugar from the bloodstream into the cell. So you need sugar to be able to circulate throughout the body and do things it needs to. We don't want too much sugar. If we have too much sugar, then we're diabetic. And with diabetes, you don't seem to have good blood flow. You seem to have difficulty fighting infection. Little blood vessels in your eye might burst due to all the sugar and your need to bring in extra water and things like that, extra fluids, which is why you get very, very thirsty and you pee a lot when you're diabetic. So we don't want too much sugar in the bloodstream, but we need some sugar. And if you overdose somebody with insulin, all that sugar from the hallway or the bloodstream get into the rooms or the cells, and then people might gain weight because of insulin, because now they're getting the sugar into their cells. But if you don't have enough sugar within the conduit to get to where they need to go, people unfortunately can die. You become hypoglycemic. You get dizzy. You get confused. You could go into a coma. You could seize. It's just not easy. So Miss Mays began working at the Veterans Hospital back in June 2015. She wasn't fired until July 2018. Federal prosecutors say the hospital did not require nursing assistants to have certification or to even be licensed. So allegedly, Mays was not qualified or authorized to administer medicine, including insulin, quote. But she worked the night shift, 7:30 p.m. to 8 a.m. in Ward 3A. That housed fragile patients who were not well enough to be discharged, but they weren't sick enough to be in the ICU. So her job as a nursing assistant was she had to measure vital signs, test blood glucose levels, and sit one-on-one with patients who needed observation. So then some families of the veterans who died under mysterious circumstances later recalled having met someone who matched the description, and then people started to piece things together. Gina Wilkins, daughter of Navy veteran Russ Posey, one of the patients who died, said in an interview that she recalled conversations with a hospital employee, and she said, "She just came in and told me it was an honor serving my dad, which I thought was very nice. I didn't think very much about it at the time. When she came back on shift, she said, 'Oh, you're still here,' which kind of caught me off guard." So in 2018, a doctor at the Veterans Hospital told a supervisor about concerns that a bunch of patients had suffered crashing blood sugar levels, hypoglycemia, and then unexpectedly died. And what was very odd is many of these patients who died and got insulin were not diabetic. That's when they started to realize that something was going on. Now, every time I hear that there's a nurse or a physician or somebody within a hospital administration hurting patients, it is one of the biggest, it's one of the scariest things because, you know, you're in a very vulnerable state when you're a patient. When you're a family member, you are, you know, very willingly giving up control or, you know, protection of a family member to be under the protection of a hospital and of those in that hospital. And, you know, you'll hear of you know, stories and unfortunately, you know, decades and decades of abuse and assault that happened in some nursing homes and nursing facilities. You know, your grandma is alone in a ward, nurse aide, somebody is on the late night shift, or it could even be day shift, doors close, and they unfortunately do things to the patient. We've seen this in movies, and it's supposed to be rare because anybody that dedicates their life to healthcare, you know, is genuinely a good person. But unfortunately, you get some very, very strange souls that get into the field. And we have had people that have abused, that have raped, that have killed, all while they were under the guise of being a medical provider. And we don't seem to have a lot of control because we visit and we many families say, well, what we'll do is we'll, you know, have somebody, you know, cover watch and we'll have somebody there 24/7. Hospitals don't allow it. They have visiting hours and they tell you to leave. Family members like, but I don't want you to leave. So it's kind of a scary time, and I think there's going to have to be a big overhaul when you have unfortunate events such as this happen. The 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the NYPD is not going down without a fight, and they have vowed to take back the city from criminals, quote, unquote. They also slam Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York City for his soft touch on crime. 17 people were shot in a single day. The Sergeant's Benevolent Association said the city, quote, exploded with gunfire, and de Blasio is not doing enough. As you know, the NYPD had the budget cut by $1 billion earlier this month. This is in response to calls and protesters wanting to defund the police. So now they're being asked to fight escalating crime with fewer resources. So the Sergeant's Benevolent Association, which is the largest NYPD union, on Tuesday condemned Mayor Bill de Blasio and vowed to take back the city from criminals. Gun crime across New York City in June was 130% higher than this time last year, with 205 incidents. 39 people died in June, 270 were injured. But then on Monday, 17 people were shot. So, I know it's a big city. 17 people, that is still high, even for New York City. One of the victims was a 17-year-old who was shot in the head in East Harlem. 20-year-old man was shot in Canarsie, Brooklyn. He was the one that died. Details surrounding each shooting, still not known. But apparently the mayor was attributing the crime to COVID-19, but the police union said nope, and the resources are getting cut. So I've spoken to police officers, and I realize that many of them are very, very underappreciated. You know, I was driving on the highway trying to avoid them, you know, because I don't like any tickets, and I saw a motorcycle cop, you know, in the left lane. Apparently we've redone in Las Vegas our highway such that now it's easier for cops and ambulances to drive on the left side of the road because a lot of people don't pull over to the right enough. And so now there's actually plenty of room for an emergency vehicle along one of our freeways to be able to drive, because first cars need to get where they need to go. And I see people driving and not even noticing that there's a motorcycle there. And all they have to be is 2 feet to the left or right, and they could slam into this motorcycle, God forbid, and kill anybody who's pulled over to the side or the motorcycle cop. And, you know, something as simple as a traffic incident or a traffic violation or, a speeding ticket puts these officers' lives at risk. And we're hearing more and more that many of them are calling out, doing early retirement, starting to really rethink their careers. I know a lot of young individuals who were thinking law enforcement, now they're rethinking it. And so, just like with the military, if you don't have enough people, to comprise an adequate military, it's not going to be adequate. Same thing with the police force. So, you know, are the upticks in crimes COVID-related? Well, you could say it's COVID-related because, you know, you have people not in their business. You have streets empty and ghost towns. And, first responders are busy with everything else going on. An alarm when you break and enter a business might not be that much of a deterrent anymore. And then, you know, you have people that are angry. You have people that are hungry. You have people that are very, very passionate about certain, you know, political ideologies or certain, ideas or premises. And just like that guy yesterday on the American Airlines flight screaming he's going to kill, you know, everybody if they don't believe that Jesus was black. And this was a white gentleman that was just ranting, threatening to kill people. So you're having mental illness unchecked a lot of times. And you have people that are not on their medicines. They have not seen their counselor because of COVID. And they've lost health insurance. I can't tell you how many people have lost health insurance because they've been laid off. And so we have a lot of unchecked mental illness. So Bill de Blasio, they are accusing the police of bowing to pressure. And as part of the cut, the July class of graduates from the police academy, 1,100 would-be officers not given jobs. So they went through all their training and no job. On Monday night, the police association said NYC is exploding with gunfire, at least 9 shot, 8 shot in Brooklyn, 1 shot in Manhattan. In the last 3 hours, why? The mayor blames COVID. So elected officials refusing to lead and govern is something that we keep hearing. And, on one side, I don't know how any elected official could be dealing with the virus. This is a virus. This is not something that, you know, somebody who won an election, you know, even knows how to handle. Even people who are virologists or people in medicine are still overwhelmed by the complexity of this virus and its resilience and its not dying off in the heat and, you know, being able to find hosts even if they did lock down. However, an elected official should not make matters worse. And I understand New York City lost a lot of money, but taking $1 billion away from the police, when actually you're, you know, if you're trying to reform police and trying to stop chokeholds and trying to add more body cameras, you would think you would need money. And I think a lot of officials are under the guise of, appeasing their constituents, saying, well, we're defunding the police because we're listening to you and, you know, we agree with you. They're making budget cuts, and everybody's getting budget cut. Everybody. Schools, health care, police. So how do you solve the issues going on with New York? I mean, what's eventually going to happen is people are going to want to protect themselves. You know, it's interesting how things circle around. We all remember what happened with George Zimmerman in Dade County. And was it Dade County, Miami-Dade County? George Zimmerman decides to accost somebody who he thought was trespassing and take the law into his own hands. Unfortunately, Trayvon Martin is killed in the process. We learned that we do not want anybody who's not in law enforcement to take matters into their own hands. We want people to call the police. We want people to get authorities involved. Well, now, if you call the police, you're called a Karen. And you're accused of being, you know, somebody who's, you know, an agitator or somebody who's being a weenie or whatever. And if the police do not come because they're defunded or there's not enough of them or they're like, you know what, it's just not worth us getting killed. Now it's going to take people taking matters into their own hands. Gun sales are up. Ammunition is up. People are going to protect themselves. And I don't blame you. If you live in an area where you don't have police to protect you, you're going to have to protect yourself. Can't just wait and hope that the police will come. And, you know, I don't blame any of the police officers who want to strike. If there's police officers out there saying, I'm out of here. Or, you know what? You guys miss us. We're going to take the next couple weeks off. You guys miss us. And we'll come back when you really, really appreciate us. So I don't blame if, you know, police officers are going to do that. You know, why should police officers suffer for something that Derek Chauvin did in Minneapolis? You know, and I understand there might be a growing trend of chokeholds and people dying in custody that needs to be reformed. But the average officer is a good guy, and he's just doing his job, and he's putting his life on the line for us. So seeing NYPD still care about the city after they've been defunded and after not getting any support by their elected officials, and seeing the police union, the Sergeants Benevolent Association, the SBA, not to be, confused with the Small Business Administration, but the Sergeants Benevolent Association, basically still caring enough about New York City to want to help and want to, is to me pretty admirable. Because I would think that the average police officer at this point would be like, you know what, you guys are on your own. So, you know, Godspeed to, you know, trying to get, you know, crime down. We know Chicago has been a mess. You know, we've had issues in my neck of the woods. It's a scary time. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.